I love to look out and feel the love of everybody in the room. You know, just feel the presence of the love of everybody in this room. And thanks. And then to also, like I'm sitting over here, and I'm a very spiritual person. I have been for my whole life, even as a very small child. You know, I grew up in a Christian church, but it was only the Holy Ghost that I really connected with. That's who I thought I felt something with. And so, I was sitting over there, and I was thinking just the vision of like all of our higher powers above us dancing, and we're here together. You know, we're here together to heal, to hear our stories, and then I will share mine. And I pray every day that when I share my story, that God's filtering through me to deliver the message that is needed for you here. And so I'll just talk about, like, when I started, you know, I think I was an addict from the very beginning. You know, I lit up with candy. I stole candy at a very young age. So I think, like, for that one, I think the minute I came out of the womb, I was already there, all ready to go. And so through my life, I had a really rough childhood, a lot of trauma in my childhood. And so that kind of like just really led to tremendous isolation and loneliness and fear that really just kind of became like the core of who I was. You know, that's kind of where I came. And like a lot of people have talked today in regards to not eating out of nutrition. You know, I didn't even know what nutrition was until probably 2.5 years ago when I learned my abstinent. I defined what my abstinent was, and then at that point, it clicked to eat out of nutrition, and I have eaten out of nutrition since then, and so that was pretty life-changing for me. But before then, a little bit about my story about how I came into OA. So just know that along the way, I'm eating out of emotion, coming from a traumatic past, lots of fear, and different life events that came along that I could share if anybody's interested. I'm passing around my pictures. I basically came to a point of 362 pounds, and it's that point right after that, it's just really, I hit my bottom, and thank God I hit my bottom, you know? My bottom, by hitting my bottom and knowing exactly where my bottom is, which is crystal clear to me, has helped me maintain my abstinence, because I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there, and I know God does not want me to go back there, because that's not who God wants me to be. God wants me to live in connection with Him and to be of service to Him and to my fellows. So as part of that, so things that have happened in my life in regards to OA. So when I first came, I came very desperate into the OA room. It's a traditional OA room. I feel as though when I came in, I was extremely spiritually broke. I mean, most people go to OA because of their weight. I came because I was just so spiritually broke. And I had dysmorphia about my body because, as you can see in the picture coming around at 362 pounds, I didn't think I was that big. I thought, you know, I was just, you know, little chunky. I could still fit in the clothes. But I knew that my life was getting really, really small, really, really small. And I think that in some aspects, I knew I was dying, even though by the grace of God at that kind of weight, I never became a diabetic. I was on blood pressure medicine, but, you know, a lot of the health conditions that you would think that people would have at that, I never had it. So I think that's a miracle from God that I was blessed. But I came into the rooms, sat down, my first meeting, and I was just ready. I was ready to give it up. I was ready to give up the food. I got a sponsor. I did exactly what she said. And then I got some abstinence there. I lost 80 pounds, and then I dabbled. I kind of took that power back for 2.5 years. And then I did an outside treatment, and I learned what my abstinent was. I came out of there, I knew rock solid what my abstinent was, I knew I had a food plan. I had community to help me through it. And then I worked the steps. And with those steps, I was just worked some very hard steps. And then I did it during the pandemic. So it was like in February 2021. And so after that, then, you know, life gets lifey. You know, life gets horribly lifey. And so as part of it, just one thing I wanted to share was just after I got abstinent and had been working it, is like just the level of fear. I've had some really, I feel like my life is somewhat of a story in the back book, the back of the big book. Reading through that, like everything falls apart, falls apart, falls apart. But today I'm really grateful for that. I recently had a situation in regards to my work and where, you know, I had like where my mother died, my husband had a stroke. I had a new client at work starting January. I was living in tremendous fear in my life, and it was impacting my work. And then I had a confrontation with my job, my boss, that I wasn't performing up to it. And so I was devastated. I was devastated. I've never had that before. But this is the power of this program, because 2 days later, that transformed. Somehow it was like transformed in my life. Where I was like, oh, that's why it happened. No, Amy, you weren't performing up to the par, but you have a plan. You have a boss that supports you, that wants to help you improve. And you have steps, you have actions. I have a step, I have a program, I have we, I have a sponsor. I have all of these things into my life. And most important, I have a higher power that is extremely critical in my life. And in my life, I feel as though I need a big higher power. And sometimes I call it BG, big God. You know, I feel as though my life in some ways, you know, there's just so much that has happened in my life that turning it over and turning it over and turning it over, I have to every day. And I pray all the time. Like I pray all the time in regards to all kinds of decisions, because in many ways, this isn't my life. You know, what I have today is not my life. Because my life is of service. You know, my life is to help others. My life is to serve God. And I never know when I'm going to be called upon to do what is needed. Like I even thought in regards to this whole situation with my boss, I don't know. I don't know how God had used me for whatever transpired here. I know that it helped heal me from some of the very, very deep fear that I had. You know, fear that takes me to the stairs underneath my childhood in the basement and the stairs into a little toy box to hide from my dad. You know, that fear that takes me there. I feel as though today, by working the steps, having a program, having abstinence, and having everyone in this room as someone that I can feel the love from all of you and know that I can look at you and with huge gratitude see God in you, reflected back in me. I mean, that's what gets me in the room. My butt has never left the seats of these rooms because I knew there was no place else. I mean, I can't like run to the hospital emergency room and said, I had a piece of cake. But each and every one of you know that that's what it would take, right? Like I would need an intervention. I feel as though, maybe it's all about me, but I feel as though like someone to slowly walk me back out of that. And the only place that can happen is in the rooms, or in these rooms. And I am so grateful. I mean, I love that it's about gratitude, because like even today when I was taking my luggage out to my car, because if I live in gratitude, I feel as though then I am living close to God. And if I'm living close to God, then I can see God in everything, or my higher power in everything. I can see it in, you know, the sun that was coming up, in the grass, in the flowers, in other people. And even people that might be rude or mean, I can still see that there's God within all of them also. And so, I don't know, I'm just really grateful to be here, and I want to thank you all for coming and making this such a great event. I mean, I think it just speaks to so much that we have like 230 people, or was it 230? Something like that, over 200 people that showed up today for this weekend, because it's important, and it's really critically important now, especially when there's so much, so many people out there with obesity. I know I got lots of ideas from people, to take back and to make my program start stronger and service, ideas for service. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.